This is UBC's Science 300 podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, bringing you fascinating research from your very own UBC professors. Have you ever seen a thick white line on the surface of the ocean off the coast and wondered, what is that? What if I told you that line is the border between you and your tuna sandwich for lunch? This line is called the Pacific White Line. It runs along the west coast of North America and can even be seen from space. We sat down with oceanography professor Dr. Mei Sato to talk about this Pacific White Line, also known as an upwelling front, and why it's important to fisheries.
Would you be able to share some insight about what causes this and what exactly this upwelling front is?
Actually, front feature is like the collision of the two different water mass. So it's either fresh water versus seawater, or in this case, upwelling region is a colder water versus warmer water.
This line is only around 2 kilometers wide, but can span hundreds of kilometers long. Even then, compared to the large area of the ocean's surface, you might think that this line is pretty insignificant, but in fact,
upwelling front area is only 1% right. of the ocean's surface, mm-hmm. but it contributes 20% of the global fishing.
So what does this white line or upwelling front actually do to fish? Dr. Sato explains that
basically it's like a front is working like a wall in the water that they cannot really easily cross. And this is because of the temperature difference in the upwelling region.
On the other side of this wall are zooplanktons, small creatures that these planktivorous fish feeds on. Planktivorous fish meaning the fish that feeds on plankton.
Problem is that they have harder time access to the food as the front moves away from the shoreline because food is always inshore. Food is in the upwelling region because therefore the nutrient is coming up where the phytoplankton bloom is happening, and where does the zooplankton survive.
You heard that right. This front that's keeping fish away from their food is moving further away from the shore, and it's due to climate change. The hotter summers give us stronger winds, and these strong winds are what causes upwelling fronts in the first place. So the stronger the wind is off the coast, the further the front is from our coastline. If these fish can't get to their food, their numbers are sure to go down. This is where we start to feel the impact.
Commercial fisheries like a tuna and other larger fish feed on those planktivorous fish. So it's an important prey for the larger fish species that we feed on too, as a human.
So what's the take home here? Well, fisheries are a big part of the economy of coastal regions. As Dr. Sato puts it, the line is
one of the most productive areas for the fisheries, and it's really important to understand how the ecosystem works in that upwelling region that supports lots of lives, including humans.
The good news is the Pacific White Line impacts fisheries locally instead of all around the world. But the bad news is upwelling fronts all over the ocean is likely to be impacted the same way the Pacific White Line is. So even if we depend on imported fish, other white lines in the ocean could keep you from that as well. Thank you to Dr. Sato for sharing her time and knowledge with us, and thanks to all those for listening.